Exercises 9 and 10. When I grew up, German vacationers were the subject of one particular stereotype dearly held by many English girls and boys. This stereotypical encounter starts with a hopelessly disorganized English family somewhere on the Mediterranean coast, Greece perhaps. On the first evening, as the kids finish off their treat and the parents sip their Greek drink, the family laments previous vacations when they arrived too late at the beach to secure a pleasant spot to sunbathe and build sandcastles. Spurred by these bitter memories, the family resolves to get up early the next morning and secure a prime spot of sandy real estate. At the crack of dawn, the tired-eyed parents rouse the kids and bundle them into the back of the rental car. They stuff the trunk with towels, beach balls, buckets, and spades. With grim determination, the parents head beachward. After a wrong turn or two, they finally find the parking lot near the beach. They gather their belongings and rush down to the beach, only to discover all the best spots are already occupied by the extremely efficient Germans. As the German children stride across the beach after a wonderfully refreshing swim, their parents complete their morning exercises. Resigned, the English family shuffles to the shady rock section of the beach, comforting themselves with the fact that they can get a glimpse of the sea if they climb onto the nearby sewer pipe. This stereotypical script said about as much about the Britons' ineptitude and their willingness to persevere stoically as it did about the fiercely organized Germans. But it became sufficiently established in the culture to make its way into the British advertising campaign for Audi, the German carmaker.